This is Bob Oakes, standing on Route 1 in Hampton, New Hampshire. A chunk of the fight on the Democratic side of the New Hampshire primary plays out right here on the seacoast. Hillary Clinton won this county, Rockingham County, in 2008, and polls suggest she's at least close to the statewide frontrunner, Bernie Sanders, right here, right now. No surprise, then, that the Sanders and Clinton field offices here are just a short distance apart. To get the lay of the political landscape from each campaign's point of view, we spoke to two top New Hampshire Democrats at their offices, starting with New Hampshire U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen, a Hillary Clinton supporter. General assessment of how you think the campaign is going.
You know, I think we're hitting our goals in terms of getting volunteers out. Every event that Hillary has done in the last week has been record crowds. I was at Great Bay Community College in Portsmouth last night, and there were 200 people in the overflow room who couldn't get into the gym because there were too many people. So we're excited. Hillary is just firing people up when she's out on the campaign trail, really showing the difference that she would make as president.
I'm wondering, as a longtime strategist and governor, and now, of course, U.S. Senator, how you think it is that she ended up double digits behind Bernie Sanders in a state that gave her a nice win in 2008?
You know, I'm not going to speculate. We haven't seen what the voters are going to do on Election Day. And I think, as I said to the canvassers this morning, I think Hillary's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party because she has the understanding of what we need to do. She has the plans to do it. And the difference is she doesn't just talk about it. She's actually done it.
Data from University of New Hampshire Survey Center show that there are a lot more younger voters in New Hampshire now than there were in 2008. Could that be one of the reasons why things have changed? Is that how the New Hampshire electorate has evolved?
I think we haven't really seen what's going to happen on Tuesday, but I think it's great that we have more younger voters in New Hampshire. One of the things that we've been trying to do here is to keep young people in New Hampshire. And as Hillary said so well the other day, as she was talking to a number of students, she said, you know, I understand that some college students right now may be for Bernie, but I'm still for you, and I'm going to continue to be for you. And as I heard from some of these young women this morning who are going out canvassing, they're going to be for Hillary from now until a convention, and we're going to keep at it and make sure she gets that nomination.
You must have friends and political colleagues in New Hampshire who are with Bernie Sanders instead of Hillary Clinton in this campaign. Is there a rift at all in the New Hampshire Democratic Party?
Gee, I hope not. You know, I worked for Al Gore in 2000 when he was up against Bill Bradley. There wasn't a rift after that. I worked for John Kerry when a lot of my friends were with Howard Dean. There wasn't a rift after that. So I would be surprised if people are short-sighted enough not to understand that we are all in this together, and come November, we've got to be together. Otherwise, we are going to see a President Trump and a Vice President Scott Brown, and I don't think anybody wants to see that.
I want to ask what your head and your gut tell you how this is going to finish for Hillary Clinton on Tuesday.
Well, certainly, as I said, we've seen the events with record turnouts. We've seen record numbers of volunteers turning out. We've got a ground game. We're going to try and turn out every single Hillary supporter and convince the undecideds between now and Tuesday. And then we're going to go on. You know, we're going to continue this fight into Nevada, into South Carolina, into all of the states that follow. And I think ultimately Hillary's going to be the nominee.
From speaking to New Hampshire U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen at the Clinton field office, we went a short distance down the road, less than 2 miles, to the Bernie Sanders field office, also in Hampton, New Hampshire. There we met New Hampshire State Representative Rennie Cushing on the Sanders Steering Committee in New Hampshire. State of the campaign from your point of view right now.
People are feeling the burn. I'm amazed at the transformation, at the growth of the campaign since last spring. And I'm inspired constantly by the people who are coming in and out of the office, who are out knocking on doors, who are mobilized. And many of them, probably a majority of them, are participating for the first time in the political process. And that's what's really exciting.
Is there a lot of anxiety and frustration among the voters of New Hampshire that you sense that's driving some of the support or a lot of the support for Sanders?
Absolutely. I think one is partly generational. I know as the father of three daughters between 18 and 27, their reality is different than my reality. And, for instance, the issue of student debt. We've created a generation of people who basically they're indentured people. I think Bernie's recognition that it's non-sustainable, that speaks to something, to both the young people themselves and their parents.
Let me ask you this question, pulling it back a little bit. U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen is supporting Hillary Clinton. Is there a rift in the New Hampshire Democratic Party from your point of view because of this campaign?
I don't think there's a rift. I mean, I don't think it's any secret that, you know, Hillary won the Grasstops organizing campaign. You know, I'm one of a few state representatives who has been with Bernie for a long while. But what our campaign is about is empowering and bringing new people into the political process. But we also know that at the end of the day, to really make the revolution that Bernie's talking about, is we need everybody who is supporting Hillary Clinton. At the end of this, the Democratic Party needs to unite, needs to bring in new energy, and to work toward defeating whoever the Republican nominee is. But beyond that, after Election Day, we need to have people who are involved at all levels of the political process.
Some suggest that Hillary is catching up to Bernie in New Hampshire, that the race is tightening up in the final day here. Do you think that's the case? What's your assessment of where it stands?
You know, I don't know. I've seen enough New Hampshire presidential primaries to realize that the election's not over until the votes are cast.
Prediction for the outcome on Tuesday?
I predict it'll be a victory for democracy. I'm optimistic that Bernie will prevail. But I also know that Wednesday is just the next day of the campaign, that we go on not just to, you know, other primaries. We'll move on to the general election. And I know here in New Hampshire, what we're trying to build as part of this campaign is the infrastructure so that when Bernie does become president of the United States, that we have in place, you know, a mobilized populace that can help support him in his effort to transform the conversation in this country and create, you know, a government, a democracy that works for all, not just for the few.
New Hampshire State Representative Rennie Cushing with the Bernie Sanders campaign. We spoke earlier with New Hampshire U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen with the Clinton campaign. From Route 1 in Hampton, New Hampshire, I'm Bob Oakes.